USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. At least three people were wounded when a vehicle exploded in downtown Nashville, Tennessee on Christmas morning in what authorities say was an intentional act. Nashville Police Chief John Drake.
My officers responded to a call for shots fired in the downtown area. As officers responded, they encountered an RV that had a recording saying that a potential bomb would detonate within 15 minutes.
The vehicle exploded, causing an inferno and sending smoke billowing for miles, shattering windows and damaging property. The blast also caused widespread communications outages. Don Cochran, United States Attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, says all hands are on deck.
We are devoting the entire resources of the Department of Justice to help in their investigation. FBI and ATF are taking the lead in this investigation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Nigeria is the latest country to announce a new strain of the coronavirus, doing so on Thursday. With these new strains, will the current vaccines be effective?
Moderna officials say they are confident their COVID-19 vaccine will be equally effective against the new variants of the coronavirus that are highly contagious. Much of England has gone into a harsh lockdown because of the new strains. Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC News he's equally as confident.
I am confident. These vaccines that we've developed so far, the two of them, Pfizer and Moderna, are really pretty superb vaccines. And so far, as of right now, I feel pretty confident. Obviously, we can't predict the future, and we still need to study this a bit more carefully, but I'm pretty confident the vaccines will work.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The CDC is ordering airlines to deny any passenger flying into the U.S. from Britain who does not have a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of their flight. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Donald Trump on this Christmas Day says he is going to give a speech to service members from all over the world. He calls it a celebration of Christmas. Trump is spending the holiday at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach. The President and First Lady Melania delivered their annual Christmas message yesterday, thanking first responders and members of the military. He also talked about the hope with COVID-19 vaccines.
We are delivering millions of doses of a safe and effective vaccine that will soon end this terrible pandemic and save millions and millions of lives. We're grateful for all of the scientists, researchers, manufacturing workers, and service members who have worked tirelessly to make this breakthrough possible. It is truly a Christmas miracle.
During this wonderful time of year, we also give thanks for the brave and selfless Americans who keep us safe. We are forever grateful for the men and women of law enforcement and the heroes of the United States military.
In this holy season, we thank God for His infinite love, and we pray that the light of His glory will forever shine on this magnificent land. On behalf of Melania and the entire Trump family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at USA Radio News, Merry Christmas. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.